I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Stephen F. Austin, Donnie Darko, and a person who calls himself King of the Wild Frontier were among the first people to give money to support Governor Greg Abbott's border wall effort, after he announced he would be seeking private donations to help fund it. But there's no way to verify if Austin, Darko, or King of the Wild Frontier really are who they say they are. Despite promises from Abbott that transparency in the crowdfunding process for the border wall would be paramount, donor information released to the Texas Tribune for the first week of collections was absent of any way to verify the identities of the majority of the donors. Abbott's office is not disclosing locations of donors, nor is it requiring them to identify themselves with their real names. "We expect full transparency and accountability," Abbott said in June when announcing the crowdfunding effort, "so the public will know all the money coming in and how that money is being used." The shortcomings in the donation disclosures have raised ethical concerns about the private fundraising effort for the governor's major state initiative. Experts have warned that without clear disclosure rules and enforcement, the public may never truly know who is funding the wall. Worse, they warn, it could invite the perception of a pay-to-play system in which donors, who are anonymous to the public, benefit from donating to one of Abbott's priority projects. As of Thursday, the total donations for the wall exceeded more than $873,000. However, the list of individual donor names beyond the first week was not available. Texas electricity regulators on Thursday told the public that their electricity should likely stay on through the rest of the summer and that the state's main power grid is in good enough shape to withstand any potential extreme weather. With warmer weather expected as soon as next week, Peter Lake, chairman of the Public Utility Commission, which oversees the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, said his agency and ERCOT are working through the rest of the summer with an abundance of caution by calling on more reserve power when warmer weather arrives and Texans crank up their air conditioning. Lake said the approach is a departure from the way the Texas electricity market has historically operated, cheap power being first priority and reliability second. That order is being reversed, Lake said. Another key step regulators plan to take to implement the reversal is providing economic incentives for reliable electricity, which Texans will likely pay for, Lake said. He didn't elaborate on what form those incentives might take or how they might be financed. Beto O'Rourke has funneled $600,000 to Texas House Democrats in Washington, D.C. to help fund their stay, which could last for up to another 2 weeks as the lawmakers attempt to block passage of a GOP election bill at the state legislature. Powered by People, the group started by the former presidential candidate and El Paso congressman, will wire the funds to the Texas House Democratic Caucus sometime this week. The money will be used to help offset costs for lodging, meals, and transportation as over 50 Democrats and roughly 24 staffers stay in the nation's capital. Members left Texas about 10 days ago and have said they plan to stay out of state until after the special session ends August 6th. The infusion of funds will go toward Democrats' goal of raising $1.5 million to continue help pay for the bill's wall in D.C. Join us for the Texas Tribune Festival, taking place virtually September 20th through the 23rd, and in person in Austin September 24th and 25th. This year's speaker lineup delivers a diversity of experience, political ideologies, and expertise that will challenge, change, and inform your take on this moment. Newly announced TribFest speakers include Chris Matthews, author, journalist, and former host of Hardball, Renu Kator, Chancellor of the University of Houston System and President of the University of Houston, Dade Phelan, Speaker of the Texas House and Republican State Representative from Beaumont, Catherine Hayhoe, Chief Science Officer for the Nature Conservancy, and many more. Find details and info at festival.texastribune.org. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by the Education Trust in Texas, advocates for high-quality education for Black and Latino students and students from low-income backgrounds who have gone underserved for far too long. Learn more at edtrust.org/texas.